Tom Maroon is going to join us. He is from Greensburg. We'll listen to a song from him, and then we'll get to know him a little bit during this hour. Here is Tom Maroon.
Floating in and out so fast, I can't remember what I've said and what I haven't. The hardest thing is navigating the rivers between us and figuring out what happened. I know that against all odds, there's more to live for than ever. I know there's still perfection in every fraction of a second. Time to think, I swear that's fine. And it's okay to be angry if the world stole your chance to believe. But this is the moment you find out why you're really here with me. Maybe incision in your heart is the escape plan for our love. Bandages are frayed, but the bond came back today. And if you really wanna get out, just say the word and I'll destroy what's keeping you inside. And if you really wanna get out, all you have to do is say the word. And if you need time to think, I swear that's fine. What made you from your hands and leave confusion where it lands on slumping shoulders of grown-up kids in a conflict. Don't let them ease what made you from your hands and leave confusion where it lands on slumping shoulders of grown-up kids in a conflict of self and friends. Don't let them ease that anger from your hands, leave confusion where it lands. Slumping shoulders of grown-up kids in a conflict. Oh, the incision in your heart can be escape plan for our love. Bandages afraid, but we can come back home today. That's if you really wanna get out, out, out. Just say the word and I'll destroy what's keeping you inside. Say the word, and if I have to go alone, I guess that's fine.
That is Tom Maroon here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What's the name of that song?
I've just been calling it Out, Out.
Is it new?
It's unreleased, yes.
Yeah. It's a good song, and it is hard, you know, that you're not the only one who hasn't named a new song yet. It takes a while. Sometimes a song finds its name. Tell me a little bit about yourself when you started playing music, and I'm also curious we don't have to go through your entire life, but where you were born and raised.
I am from the Greensburg area. I grew up there, and am now back in that area. I wanted to mention, Larry, that I actually only left this area for a little while where I lived in Boston, and I briefly worked at a radio station and hosted a radio show. So I'm very excited to be here in the environment talking to you.
We'll put you to work.
Hey, absolutely. Sure.
How did you like Boston?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. There was a music scene that I came to know very well from being at the radio station, and I miss it sometimes, but I like being back in the hometown area.
Yeah, it's a great city, and there is a fantastic music scene around Cambridge and other parts of Boston. So when did you begin playing guitar? Were you growing up writing songs and playing, or did that come later in life?
I have been messing around with playing the guitar around my house since I was a kid. And I started writing songs, you know, in high school and attempting to make some home recordings. And it was a while before I was able to actually record like a full-length album. I was sort of releasing some EPs here and there, doing some songwriting late teens and early 20s, but finally starting to get a little bit more music out there in the last couple of years.
That's great. Are you usually by yourself, or do you have others that join you sometimes?
I play by myself. I record albums with more instrumentation than just me, but I'm playing anything that's on there. So it is it's a solo act. It's a labor of love.
No, well, I think it can be really hard, especially if you've got a busy life, to coordinate a lot of people coming together to practice. And I'm assuming most of what you're putting out there are songs you wrote, too. Based on the quality of the first one, it sounds like you've got a lot to say and to write about. You've got an album out called Low Flyers, which is at Tom Maroon Bandcamp .com, your site on Bandcamp, so you can get that album there. You can sample it, listen to it. It's at various streaming services too, Low Flyers, and you can learn more about Tom Maroon there. I'm going to take just a short little video of him during his next song and post it up on our Facebook page so you can just get a sense of who Tom is and what he looks like, if not to remind you now, to remind you later. Tom, what would you like to play next?
The next song I'm going to play is actually the first song on the album that you were mentioning on Low Flyers. It's a song about taking a road trip, and it's called Minnesota. Four states around, but to me it all looks green, and I have no reason to believe that everything ain't what it seems. So Mom, please don't cry when you get the note I wrote you, 'cause I just need to go to Minnesota. Flying down the road like a tornado, trampling red lights. The wind is fixing my hair for me as I'm slicing through the night. The sky's a splash of tangerine, shining down over lakes and ghost towns. Now I'm on my way to Minnesota, and I'm riding a wave to find that crooked water. Oh, that crooked, cloudy water. Mm-hmm. as I pull up to those frosted northern woods on the borderline. Feel like I could say my last words 50 years before I die. I took the wheel of my youth and I stalled it in the snow there, 'cause I just had to go to Minnesota. Yeah, I just had to go to Minnesota.
Tom Maroon at the Saturday Light Brigade. That begs the question whether Minnesota is in your life or is it just a nice sounding word?
I have to be honest. The phrase, I just want to go to Minnesota, popped into my head one day and the song came together around that. I don't have any real personal connection to Minnesota.
You're not alone in that respect, but it does have a little earwig quality to it. That's a good thing. Earworm, I should say, not a quality to it. Go to Minnesota. Tell me, my sense is that you write a lot, do you? Just by listening to the first couple of songs, they're pretty intricate. Not that they're at all hard to listen to, but I can tell they've been worked on. Am I right about that?
That is definitely true. I don't crank out songs at a particularly quick rate, so some of the songs that I am releasing now or released a year ago may have been worked on for many years. Minnesota is actually a song that I started messing around with writing 9 or 10 years before it came out, and then finally was able to get it out there a couple of years back.
What motivates you to write?
I was joking recently that I feel like a lot of my music could be summed up in being described as like escapism music, and I'm realizing that between the first song I played and Minnesota, maybe another one I might play, I've noticed that there seems to be a recurring theme that keeps popping up of just up and going somewhere unfamiliar, you know, going out and exploring. And I'm going to break out of this current pattern that I'm in that I feel like needs to change and go explore somewhere.
Interesting. So. And you didn't necessarily set out to write those types of songs. You just started to notice that pattern?
With a lot of the songs, the lyrics come first, and so I feel like maybe that was a headspace that I was in when I was writing a lot of things I ended up feeling like keeping, and then just having to come up with a lot of songs around that theme.
Are you out performing much such that people can take a listen? I know this time of the year, maybe not as much.
Right now, I don't have any shows booked coming up in the near future. I am coming off of what was sort of a tour over the summer of playing at a lot of different outdoor establishments around the Greensburg area, playing at, you know, wineries and things like that. But right now I don't have any performances booked.
Well, if you go, I imagine your Bandcamp page is the best place to learn about your performances. I'll make sure we have a link up there. But it's Tom Maroon Bandcamp or .bandcamp.com where that same video is. I'll put a link up there to him in case you're looking for him. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings here from SLB Radio. Thank you for doing that. What would you like to do next?
I think next I would like to do another song from the album.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. And the album, by the way, also at Bandcamp, is Low Flyers.
That's right. I'm going to do the title track. This is another song that took a while to come together for me. A lot of the songs that I play and write have one version that I think is completely finished, and then I come back 2 years later and rewrite all the lyrics, and this is one of those songs that was kicking around for a while, and it's about realizing that it's time to get your life together and, yeah, figure out who you are.
Sitting by the river with the crows in the cloudy gray, we're watching Coca-Cola cans wash up on the shore. The wind is in the water, chopping up all the waves into broken mirrors of the sky. But there's a ray of tangerine reflecting from river and refinery. And everything is calm, but nothing is settled. I think I should have just stayed home. But I'm thinking out loud to no one, all alone. Feel like I came 600 miles to meet someone. Came 600 miles to meet someone. 600 miles to meet someone. And I never got their name. Between towns, still the wrong side, and the bridge is out. Hope this river dries, but I keep finding myself in another apartment with dirty water dripping from the faucet. Think I've been stuck in this moment long enough. I deserve to get out of it. And everything is calm, but nothing is settled. I think I should have just stayed home. But I'm thinking out loud to nothing, all alone. Feel like I came 600 miles to meet someone. Then they changed their address and they turned off the phone. And I've been stuck in this moment long enough. I deserve to get out of it. So I get out of it. You see the birds flying low in the rain of these northern parts. And when they've had all they can take, they choose to fly far. You'll hear it in dreams and you'll whisper it in the dark. One day we'll be back to normal, but I'm telling you now, normal's never gonna look the same. So you've gotta let it change. You've just gotta let it change. Already been through the steel town, had the wrong nights, the wrong places with the dim lights. From the bathroom sink to the kitchen floor, I wandered right back to the same home. Feel like I came 600 miles to meet someone. 600 miles to meet someone. 600 miles to meet someone. And I just learned their name.
It's Tom Marin at the Saturday Light Brigade. I did just make sure we get a link to his Bandcamp page and put up a pretty little short video. It's as pretty as I can make it. I'm not a camera person. It's like a phone has made us all cinematographers. But
that's right.
You can take a look at Tom, and it's a reminder that his album Low Flyers is out there. It sounds like you may be thinking of doing another one. You have some new stuff you'd like to record.
Absolutely. There is a new album in the works. I've got a few songs finished for it. Hopefully that'll be out here in the next few months.
Excellent. It does. You mentioned the first song you played. you gave it the title Out, Out. Just for today, at least. Is it hard for you to conclude that a song is done?
It is a long process sometimes. I think there comes a time when you just have to sort of make yourself, convince yourself that it is done, or else you'll never get anything done. But I do a lot of rewriting, and the moment when I can finally convince myself that a song is finished is a beautiful moment, one of my favorite things about the music process. Yes, it's done.
It is hard, I think, for a lot of people to feel that way about anything in life. I think about there are many reasons I prefer that this radio program be live rather than pre-recorded, because you don't get into the process of having to hone and hone and hone and hone. Not that I wouldn't mind the work. I just think that there's a lot more we can do live. Is there anybody who you might work with to say, hey, take a listen to this, tell me what you think, or is it mostly kind of a solitary process for you?
I get feedback on the songs before I record them. I like to work them into live sets and sort of see what seems to be landing and what doesn't. I am a huge fan of getting feedback on creative things, so I encourage anybody who I'm playing songs for to, like, let me know what you think about it. I really like constructive criticism.
That's really smart, because a lot of people, I think, forget about the audience that they're reaching. In fact, today, Ricky and I came down the Parkway North this morning, I-279, to get here. And around 5:30, we drove underneath a big sign that said, no empty tractor trailers permitted. And we're thinking, well, that's a heck of a time to deliver that message to this particular audience. Like, maybe the time was where I-79 gives you the option of going to 279, or where the turnpike gives you the option. And it's I know it's a very long route to get to what you were just talking about, but it's like a right sign, wrong audience. I know your intent was there, but it's like, why are we doing this here at this moment? And I see so many examples of that lately. It could be that devices are making us forget about who's on the other side of the interactions that we have, or that we're just too busy to think things through. So the idea of honing your music by what listeners are giving you as feedback is really, that's a great one. Makes a lot of sense.
I really enjoy the feedback. On the recording process, once I, you know, I'm doing the production and engineering stuff, that is maybe a little more something that I don't run by people as much, but yeah, definitely in the creation process. I care about what I'm putting out there in terms of the message and the sentiments that I'm trying to express lyrically, and so I'll read all the lyrics to my new songs just sort of out loud to myself as though I'm just saying them to someone, because that's how I listen to music too. It's like, I'm going to take in what you're saying to me as though we're just having a one-on-one conversation lyrically. So that's something that inspires the lyrics that ultimately come out for me.
Tom Maroon is here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade. We have time for two more songs, if that's okay with you. And let us know what the next one will be.
Absolutely. Sounds good. This next one is, I'll do another song from the album. It's called Right You Are, and it's a song that is about experiencing the transition of being living alone for the first time in a while and the adjustments that come with that and sort of processing the difficulty and sadness that that might come with through the idea of you're so not used to being by yourself that you start convincing yourself your house might be haunted.
Lo and behold, you tore a hole in my overcoat, changed into your summer clothes, and got out of town. Now ghosts, they gather round, playing games right outside my house. I think they even got themselves a couch to watch TV and lounge. If you don't come around, something's gonna take your place. These ghosts, they have no tact. They whisper and whistle through the window cracks. Practice in their stand-up acts. Well, I want my money back, back, back. You used to come around and chase them all away, but they're gonna keep me company today. Cobwebs on the land, you showed up with your heart in hand, threw it down with $7,000. Turn and walk back out and revving up your car. Yelled, you're not who you think you are. Sped off down that boulevard into the night. And if I listen hard, I'll know just how right you are. The truth is sneaking through my walls and into my life. A sound. Shh. Low black clouds, I was sent to the racing downs. Couldn't keep up, I screamed aloud. They threw me right out of town. You say I've changed and all. You don't know how right you are. Dancing down that
Tom Maroon, you can look for him in and around Greensburg in the new year. I suspect he'll be performing in that area. That's where he is based. And you also can look for him at slbradio.org. We have a link to him there. Our Facebook page and Instagram page, both at SLB Radio. Mention him, Bandcamp. TomMaroon.bandcamp.com. Our last song coming up, is there anything else you want to mention? It's been really wonderful to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Very excited to be here at SLB. I think the last thing I wanted to share is just with this next song that I'm going to play. This is another new unreleased one. Something that has been inspiring me and been a big part of my life recently is becoming a parent in the last 5 years, and that has affected my writing a lot and the things that are important to me and the things I want to put out there. So this is a song that I actually co-wrote with my partner about parenthood. I used to write stream of consciousness, ramblings and dreams. Now I'm the proud author of vows, wills and eulogies. I used to chase sunsets before they turned and started chasing me. Never noticed the way they call through the trees, till I met you. Little hands touch my face. I wonder how I could make this place good enough. Could it ever be good enough? Your eyes, your ears, your voice. One word, I've got no choice but to be good enough. I have to be good enough. I know when I'm wrong, I'm learning to be right. Table full of peaches, you pick one up and bite. And I see cracks in the wall that I'd swear were never there before. Checklist on the counter, I've gotta make a couple more. Little hands touch my face. I wonder how I could make this place good enough. Could it ever be good enough? Your eyes, your ears, your voice. One word, I've got no choice but to be good enough. I'll have to be good enough. Nothing could have prepared me to see through your eyes and learn what to fear for a second time. To be shaken by the healings of a near forgotten wound. I was born to reflect your light. Never felt the sun until I found you. Tilts me back until I nearly fall, and the tide settles just enough for me to see it all. You are next to me and I am here for you. Be who you've gotta be, do whatever you've gotta do. Touch my face. Wonder how I could make this place good enough. Could it ever be good enough for you? Your eyes, your ears, your voice. One word, I've got no choice but to be good enough. I'll have to be good enough.
Tom Maroon, thank you. That's a great song, by the way.
Thank you very much.
What's your child's name?
His name is Julian.
Julian, how old is he?
He's 4. He'll be 5 in March.
It's a wonderful song. Thank you. That's Tom Maroon. Again, he is reachable at tommaroon.bandcamp.com.